Quincy Promes, a notable figure in the world of Dutch football, found himself entangled in a series of legal troubles that significantly impacted his career and personal life. The saga began when he was initially detained as a suspect in a stabbing incident involving a relative with whom he allegedly had a heated argument. Despite his denial of involvement, Dutch prosecutors, after careful consideration, deemed it necessary to prosecute him. The specific charge of attempted murder was announced, leading to the scheduling of a trial date. However, this date was later postponed due to the illness of a key participant in the proceedings. Remarkably, no travel restrictions were imposed on Promes, but his assets in the Netherlands were temporarily confiscated. This allowed him to continue his career without an immediate pause. As the court set a new date for the criminal trial, Promes chose not to appear for the opening, opting to remain in Russia, a strategic move facilitated by the absence of an extradition treaty between Russia and the Netherlands. Prosecutors sought a 2-year prison sentence for the footballer. During the trial, a legal pause ensued to evaluate the admissibility of a crucial piece of evidence, recordings of Promes discussing the stabbing incident with his father. The defense argued against their admissibility, highlighting that the phone tapping warrant had originated from an unrelated drug trafficking investigation. Ultimately, the attempted murder charge was downgraded to aggravated assault. Promes was eventually found guilty and handed an 18-month prison sentence. In response, his lawyer, Robert Malevich, announced their intention to appeal, emphasizing that Spartak, his football club, contended that the decision would only take effect after the completion of the appeal process. The legal woes for Promes did not end there. The Dutch Prosecution Service, following a drug trafficking investigation, decided to prosecute him for allegedly attempting to import over 1.3 metric tons of cocaine through the Antwerp port. In his absence, a hearing was held where the prosecution demanded a 9-year prison term. Ultimately, Promes was sentenced to 6 years in prison for drug trafficking. Despite the appeal intentions of his legal team, he was placed on the international wanted list. However, the likelihood of his extradition was considered low due to the absence of a bilateral legal assistance treaty between the Netherlands and Russia. Following his conviction, Dutch prosecutors seized 9 properties owned by Promes in various locations. The footballer faced further legal issues when he was detained by Emirati police for fleeing the scene of a traffic accident at Al Maktoum International Airport. This incident occurred as Spartak, his club, was returning to Russia from a mid-season camp in Dubai. Despite being released from custody the following day, Promes was barred from leaving Dubai until further notice, adding another layer of complexity to his legal predicament. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.